A baby's right to life versus a parent's duty to parent is at the heart of a legal battle over baby savers in South Africa. Government has ordered the shutdown of these life-saving boxes built into walls of places of safety, pregnancy centres and churches, arguing they encourage abandonment. But the research paints a very different picture. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a look.
This is exactly why I believe so much in the Baby Saver Box. They do rescue these innocent babies from being discarded in the trash in an open foul toilet or pit latrine.
Whitney Rosenberg is an associate professor at the University of Johannesburg.
As a lecturer, I was embarking on my doctoral research when I came across the story of many infants being abandoned. This story really tugged at my heartstrings, and I immediately thought that I should register my doctoral thesis in infant abandonment to try and find a legal solution.
Her research led her to Door of Hope, which installed its first baby saver back in the 90s. Whitney has since dedicated her work to pushing for legal recognition of these life-saving boxes.
And approaching the courts, approaching Parliament to say, why aren't these solutions legally recognized, to avoid infant deaths?
And the research is clear. We are failing women.
The harsh reality that we're facing in South Africa is that these women are often abandoned by the fathers of the children before they abandon their children. So they find themselves in a desperate situation. They do not have the support of a partner, and most of them are giving birth outside of a hospital. They have no assistance, no childcare as an option. So this is really their last resort.
At the moment, baby savers fall into a legal grey area, and Whitney says getting the official green light would literally mean the difference between life and death.
Once these are legally recognized, we can then advertise where they are located for these desperate women, and then definitely we'll see a decrease in unsafe abandonment.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.